This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Specialist Johnny Hudson. If you're a soldier beginning to transition out of the Army and you call Army Career and Alumni Program, don't be confused if you hear the voice on the other end of the phone responding by a new name. The Army Career and Alumni Program, or ACAP, is now called Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program. Currently, most soldiers wait till near the end of their careers to find out about transition information. The Army feels this is too late. The goal is to have all soldiers prepared to transition out of the Army and into a great civilian job, regardless of if they stay in the Army 3 years or 33 years. You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. In Kabul, Afghanistan, soldiers install a backup generator that could be the difference between life and death. Staff Sergeant Christy Disponet brings us the story.
The installation of a new backup generator by the combined efforts of U.S. soldiers and the villagers of Wailati gives a schoolhouse and a clinic next door a safety net. The infrastructures are tied into the Kabul city power, so the generator will be used in case of a power outage. Captain Travis Davis, the chief engineer of the project, installs the 60-kilowatt donated generator.
This is the second time to come. We did the initial power recon and make sure everything was able to hold the generator, and then okayed it and came and hooked it up.
With the next available clinic 5 miles away, sustaining power for the clinic is crucial for the villagers.
That's when you're actually going to get most of your clientele is in the event of emergency.
After the installation is complete, guidance on how to read the control panel and how to maintain proper function of the generator is explained. The clinic was constructed 3 years ago and enables the villagers access to basic health care, vaccinations, OBGYN care, and a general practitioner.
And that's your Soldiers Radio News.